It's a chronic condition affecting 1 in 10 people in Australia, and it's the fifth leading cause of death in the country. But the federal government says it wants to reduce the morbidity rates of asthma, that many of the complications from the condition and its associated costs are preventable. Deaths from asthma have dropped significantly over the past two decades, but Australia continues to have one of the biggest rates of it in the world. Health Minister Greg Hunt has now launched a five-year strategy for sufferers, their families and healthcare professionals to combat the problem. Mr. Hunt says part of the strategy will be continuing to fund research into treatments for asthma.
We need to be able to do more, and through the Medical Research Future Fund and the National Health and Medical Research Council, we will be doing more on this front. It's my hope, my expectation and my intention that we will be able to have frontier science research programs as part of the Medical Research Future Fund, which are focused on diagnosis and treatment of asthma and asthma-related conditions.
Another part of the strategy will be addressing the issue of poor self-management of asthma. Studies show people from lower socioeconomic backgrounds and those with severe asthma are the most likely to have poor self-management of the condition. National Asthma Council Chairman Dr. Jonathan Burden, a respiratory physician, says some patients need to take more responsibility in managing their condition.
We need to look at educating our patients better. We know that something like 45% of patients with regular medication prescribed don't take it regularly. 25% of adults, 40% of children do not have a written asthma action plan. This is the recipe to do. If I get sick, this is what I do. If that doesn't work, and you work down the list. Inevitably, a large number of patients need to seek urgent care because they don't know what to do or they haven't followed their plan.
Amelia Barden, a professional Australian rules football player for Collingwood in the AFL Women's League, has asthma. Miss Barden, who also works as a nurse, says she's suffered from it since she was a teenager.
I started playing football when I was about 17. At trainings and games, I used to struggle to breathe quite a bit. I used to just think I was really unfit. So I used to start getting to training early and doing extra running. It didn't really get me anywhere. After trainings and games, I used to have a really bad cough. It used to last after about 24 hours. Seems a bit silly that I let it go on for so many years and didn't really do anything about it. It just goes to show that education is such a big part about asthma and educating everybody around us.
She says it wasn't until she was drafted by Collingwood and sent for a medical checkup that the condition was uncovered.
So I started straight away on a preventer, and literally within a couple of weeks I had no symptoms. So I was fitter than I thought. I didn't have a cough and I could live a normal life and play elite sport.
Other parts of the new asthma strategy include a national helpline and telephone coaching service, first aid training and school guidelines that will reach around 500,000 young people. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.